الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين، وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، continuing with Sifat al-Salah, the description of the prayer that was written by Sheikh al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullahu ta'ala. We're still in al-Fasl al-Rabi', chapter number 4, which is Fadl al-Salati wa fawaiduha, the virtue of the prayer and its benefits. And alhamdulillah, fi dars al-Madi تكلمنا عن فضل الصلاة. In the previous lesson, we spoke concerning the virtue of the prayer, the excellence of الصلاة. في هذا الدرس نبدأ بفوائدها. And in this lesson, الحمد لله, we will start with the benefits of الصلاة. فقال الشيخ المؤلف محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله: وأما فوائد الصلاة فكثيرة لا يمكن حصرها فمن فوائدها. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, as it pertains the benefits of the prayer, then they are many. It is not possible to enumerate upon them all. As for the benefits of as-salah, the prayer, then they are many. It is not possible to enumerate upon them all. فَمِنْ فَوَائِدِهَا, so from among the benefits is one, the first benefit. أَنَّ بِهَا قُرَّةَ الْعَيْنِ, the first benefit that the Shaykh he mentioned, in the prayer lies the coolness of the eye, delight. قُرَّةَ الْعَيْنِ, tranquility of the heart and serenity of the soul. وَرَاحَةَ النَّفْسِ, أَنَّ بِهَا قُرَّةَ الْعَيْنِ وَطُمَأْنِينَةَ الْقَلْبِ وَرَاحَةَ النَّفْسِ. وَلِذَلِكَ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. And for this reason, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would say, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا النِّسَى وَالطِّيبِ وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا النِّسَاءُ وَالطِّيبُ وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Women and fragrance have been made beloved to me from this world, and the coolness of my eyes, the delight, has been placed and made in the prayer. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, قُمْ يَا بِلَال فَأَرِحْنَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. He used to say, stand up, O Bilal, and comfort us with the prayer. And comfort us with the prayer. Before we move on, what does this hadith, what does it mean? حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا النِّسَاءُ وَالطِّيبُ وَجُعِلَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. That women and fragrance from this world have been made beloved to me. What does that mean? مَنْ يَشْرَحُهُ. What does it mean? حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا النِّسَاءُ وَالطِّيبُ. Women and fragrance have been made beloved to me from this world. The ulama, they mention, ikhwan, that, and I'll read, inshallah ta'ala, some of the words of Sheikh Muhammad Adam al-Ithiyubi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, one of the scholars of hadith who is present and living today, Sheikh Muhammad Adam. And this is from the explanation of the Sheikh, his explanation of al-Nasa'i. Na'am, he said, وأنه يدل على أن محبته صلى الله عليه وسلم للنساء والطيب ليس من جنس المحبة المجردة الشهوية. That this hadith, it shows that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his love for women and fragrance or perfume is not solely based upon the love of desires كسائر عامة الناس, like the rest of the people. So this shows that the love of the Prophet ﷺ for women and perfume or fragrance is not like the love that is solely based upon lust and desires, as is present with the majority of the people, كَسَائِرِ عَمَّةِ النَّاسِ بَلْ لِكَوْنِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى نَشْرِ الشَّرِيعَةِ بَلْ لِكَوْنِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى نَشْرِ الشَّرِيعَةِ الَّتِي لَا تُنْقَلُ مِنْ طُرَقِ الرِّجَالِ بَلْ مِنْ طُرَقِ الْأَزْوَاجِ الَّتِي يُلَازِمْنَهُ فِي نَوْمِهِ وَيَقَظَتِهِ وَأَكْلِهِ وَشُرْبِهِ وَسَائِرِ أَحْوَالِهِ الَّتِي يَكُونُ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ حِينَ يَدْخُلُ بَيْتَهُ إِلَى أَنْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ. Meaning what? This love is because this is a way for the Sharia to be spread. The love of the Prophet ﷺ that he had for women was a way and a path for the Sharia to be spread. Why? Because certain parts of the Sharia, it was not spread by the way of men, rather by way of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. The wives of the Prophet ﷺ who would accompany the Prophet ﷺ when he was sleeping, when he would wake, when he would eat, when he would drink, and the rest of his conditions, which would be witnessed from him from the time he entered his home until he left from it. So na'am, the Prophet ﷺ, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا النِّسَاءُ وَالطِّيبُ. Na'am, because this was one of the ways, this love was one of the ways, alhamdulillah, that assisted the Sharia to be spread. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ, as we know, he had more than four wives. And that was unique and specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can have more than four wives. And that is something which is specific to him. Naam, it was a tariq, it was a way for the Sharia to be spread. So that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they could witness from him, naam, his behavior in the house, the way that he slept, the way that he ate, the way that he drank, the way that he behaved, the way he took ghusl and so on and so forth, which would not have been transmitted by men. How would men have been able to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making ghusl? Na'am, intimate things like that. Is that clear to everyone? Likewise, another benefit that the Shaykh he brings from this hadith, that likewise, وَمِنْهَا بَيَانُ أَنَّ مُحَبَّةَ النِّسَاءِ. This is a clarification that loving women, and likewise the rest of the enjoyments of this world, وَسَائِرِ مَلَاذِ الدُّنْيَا إِذَا لَمْ يُؤَدِّي إِلَى الْإِخْلَالِ بِآدَاءِ حُقُوقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ لَا يَكُون نَقْصَ. As long as this does not lead to any deficiencies and shortcomings as it pertains to the right of servitude. As it pertains to the rights of servitude, this is not a deficiency. So it is not a deficiency that somebody loves women. As long as his love of women does not lead to any deficiency or shortcomings in the area of servitude. And obviously, that's referring to that which is lawful, not that which is unlawful. As for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَكَانَ يَقُولُ, and this is collected by Abu Dawud in the Sunan, and it's authentic. Al-Shaykh al-Albani sahahahu, declared it to be sahih in sahihu Sunan Abi Dawud, hadith number 4985. So this hadith is authentic, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, stand O Bilal, and comfort us with the prayer. And comfort us with the prayer. This hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawud, and Al-Shaykh al-Albani declared it to be authentic. الشيخ ابن عثيمين said, فالصلاة ذكر وبذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. This is because the prayer is dhikr, is remembrance. This is because the prayer is remembrance. And with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts find tranquility and serenity. As Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. Through the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will find comfort and tranquility. You will not find comfort and tranquility through moaning and complaining. You will not find tranquility and serenity through moaning and complaining and nitpicking. Na'am, you will never find it that way. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. Through the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, the heart will find tranquility and comfort. And likewise, فَالصَّلَاةُ ذِكْرٌ وَبِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ وَالصِّلَةٌ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَرَبِّهِ. Likewise, the prayer, it is the relationship or the connection between the servant and his Lord. يَقُومُ الْمُصَلِّي بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّهِ خَاشِعًا دَلِيلًا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَيَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ وَيُعَظِّمُهُ بِقَوْلِهِ وَفِعْلِهِ وَيُثْنِي عَلَيْهِ بِمَا هُوَ أَهْلُ وَيَسْأَلُهُ حَاجَاتِ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ فَيَا رَوْضَةٌ يَانِعَةٌ فيها من كل زوج بهيج. So the servant, he stands before his Lord with submission and humility. He glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal with his praise. He recites the Quran, exalts him with his statements and actions, praises Allah with what Allah Azza wa Jal is truly deserving of, and the servant asks for his religious and worldly needs. Therefore, the prayer is a ripe garden with every lovely kind of growth and fruit within it. And we'll pause for a minute, brothers and sisters, with regards to finding coolness of the eyes in the prayer, delight in the salah. In order to find this raha, this tranquility and serenity in the prayer, it is important, brothers and sisters, that various things are present. And Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, هِيَ الَّتِي تَجْمَعُ سِتَّةَ مَشَاهِدٍ. Six things have to be present, an individual has to actualize in order for him to experience and find this tranquility and coolness of the eye, the delight in the prayer. Six things. The first, al-mashhad al-awwal, the servant has to acknowledge and recognize al-ikhlas and actualize sincerity. Meaning what? وَهُوَنْ يَكُونَ الْحَامِلَ عَلَيْهَا وَالدَّاعِ إِلَيْهَا رَغْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ فِي اللَّهِ وَمُحَبَّتُهُ لَهِ. The thing that causes the servant to pray and calls him to pray is the desire and the love that the servant has for Allah. The first thing that the servant has to acknowledge and actualize, al-mashhad al-awwal al-ikhlas, sincerity. وهو أن يكون الحامل عليها والداعي إليها رغبة العبد في الله. So the thing that causes the servant to pray and calls him to the salah is the servant's desire to please Allah Azza wa Jal and his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seeking to please Allah Azza wa Jal and draw near to him. بِحَيْثُ لَا يَكُونَ الْبَاعِثُ لَهُ عَلَيْهَا حَظًّا مِنْ حُدُودِ الدُّنْيَا. And the thing that causes him to pray should not be any worldly benefit. The one who only prays because of worldly benefits, he's not going to have raha. He's not going to experience this ease and this serenity and this tranquility and qurratul ayn and delight and coolness of the ayn. He's not going to experience that. So the thing that causes him to pray should not be any worldly benefit. Albatta ever. بَلْ يَأْتِ بِهَا إِبْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى مُحَبَّةً لَهُ. Rather, the only reason that he prays is because he seeks the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he loves Allah azza wa jal. وَخَوْفًا مِنْ عَذَابِهِ. And he fears the punishment of Allah. وَالرَّجَاءً لِمَغْفِرَتِهِ وَثَوَابِهِ. And he hopes for the forgiveness of Allah and his reward. Al-ikhlas, sincerity. That's the first thing. Al-mashhad al-thani, the second thing that the servant has to acknowledge and actualize, mashhad al-sidqi wal-nusr, truthfulness and sincerity of purpose. وَهُوَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقْ قَلْبَهُ لِلَّهِ. That the person, he empties his heart and he makes it solely for Allah Azza wa Jal. The person, he makes his heart, he empties it and vacates it of everything and he dedicates it solely to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَسْتَفْرِغُ جُهْدَهُ فِي إِقْبَالِهِ فِيهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ. And with his heart, the whole of his heart, he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal. He turns to Allah with his whole heart. His heart, بِحَيْثُ لَا يَتَّفِقْ قَلْبُهُ عَنْ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. His heart does not turn away and lose focus and think about other than Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, with the heart and with the limbs, there is khushu' and there is al-iqbal bi-kulliyatihi ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third, al-mashhad al-thalith, mashhad al-mutaba' wal-iqtida'. The person has to acknowledge and recognize and actualize. They have to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and imitate him. وَهُوَ أَنْ يَحْرِسْ كُلَّ الْحِرْسِ عَلَى الْإِقْتِدَاءِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That the individual has to strive his utmost. And again, this is only possible with ilm, with knowledge. The only way that you can do this is with al-ilm, with knowledge. If you're just following people, that person that you're following, الَّذِي تُقَلِّدُهُ, he may be making mistakes. And if you're blind following him, بِغَيْرِ دَلِيلٍ, without any proof, رُبَّمَا تَقَعُ, it's possible that you fall into the same mistake that he's falling into. وَهَنْ يَحْرِسْ كُلُّ الْحِرْسِ عَلَى الْإِقْتِدَاءِ فِي صَلَاتِ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So that the individual strives his utmost to follow the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his prayer. وَيُصَلِّ كَمَا كَانِ يُصَلِّ. And he prays
like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray. وَيُعْرِدُ عَمَّا أَحْدَثَ النَّاسُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And he turns away from what the people have innovated in the prayer. Naam. Again, how can you do this? The only way is with ilm. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray like you've seen me pray. How can you do that? Only with knowledge. How can you pray like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed? Only with knowledge. That is why, alhamdulillah, the people of sunnah, naam, as Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned, naam, gharif fi salati. Ahl al-sunnah wal-jama'ah, even they're strange in the way that they pray. Why? Because Ahl al-sunnah, they pray like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. Whereas the people of innovation and misguidance, wal-muta'assiba, and those who blindly and rigidly stick to the madahib, they follow their madahib blindly. So they don't make raf' al-yadain. They don't raise their hands with the takbir, as is legislated in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the various places that we find in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. Likewise, the muta'asiba, you find that ماذا barakallahu fikum, some of them, they put their hands at their sides. They don't place their hands on their chest, as is in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in reality, naam, those who actualize this and perfect it, al-mashad al-thalith, ahl al-sunnati wal-jama'ah. وَيُعْرِدُ عَمَّا أَحْدَثَ النَّاسِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مِنَ الزِّيَادَ وَالنُّقْصَانِ. They stay away, the individual stays away from what the people have innovated and introduced into the prayer, from additions and subtractions. وَالْأَوْضَاعَ الَّتِي لَمْ يُنْقَلْ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Things that have not been conveyed from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَمْ يُنْقَلْ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم شَيْءٌ مِنْهَا وَلَا عَنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Nor is it being conveyed from the companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Al-Mashhad al-Rabi', the fourth thing that has to be actualized and acknowledged and implemented. Mashhad al-Ihsan. وَهُوَ مَشْهَدَ الْمُرَاقَبَةِ وَهُوَ أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. And this is to worship Allah, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is to worship Allah as if you see Him. To worship Allah as if you see Him. وَهَذَا الْمَشْهَدِ إِنَّمَا يَنْشَأُ مِنْ كَمَالِ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ حَتَّى كَأَنُّهُ يَرَى اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَوْقَ سَمَاوَاتِهِ مُسْتَوِيًا عَلَى عَرْشِهِ. And this arises from the perfection of faith in Allah. A person perfect in his faith in Allah and in his names and his attributes, as if he sees Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know that Allah Azza wa Jal is above the seventh heaven, above his throne. إِنَّمَا يَنْشَأُ مِنْ كَمَالِ الْإِيمَانِ. This arises from the perfection of his belief, his faith in Allah, and his names and his attributes. حَتَّى كَأَنُّهُ يَرَى اللَّهَ. As, and it is as if he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is above the seventh heaven, above the heavens, above his throne. المشهد الخامس, and this is with اختصار شديد from the words of Ibn al-Qayyim. The fifth thing that the servant has to implement, actualize, and acknowledge, mashhad al-minnah. To recognize the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon the servant. وَهُوَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ أَنَّ الْمِنَّةَ لِلَّهِ. And this is to recognize that the blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَوْنُهُ أَقَامُ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ وَأَهَلَهُ لَهُ وَوَفَقُوا لِقِيَامِ قَلْبِهِ وَبَدَنِهِ فِي خِدْمَتِهِ. Naam, to recognize that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one that allowed him to stand in this place. You only pray because of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. If it wasn't for you, ma tasaddaqna wala sallayna. If it wasn't for you, oh Allah, we would have never have given charity, we would have never have prayed. So naam, when you pray, you recognize the blessing of Allah, the grace that Allah bestowed upon you. If it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would not be standing in prayer, and you would not be deserving of this. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that granted you success to stand with your heart and with your body in service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَوْلَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. If it wasn't for Allah, none of this would have occurred. How many people recognize that in the prayer? So far, these things. And acknowledge these things and actualize them in the salah. How many people? How many? And that is why this book is مهم بمكانته. And unfortunately, some people, and Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about this in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hujurat, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين. They regard as a favor upon you that they have embraced Islam. They think that they're doing you a favor. Some people, if they cover, they think they're doing you a favor. If they fear Allah, they think they're doing you a favor. If they pray, they act as if they're doing you a favor. Look at the ayah. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They regard as a favor upon you, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they embraced Islam. Say, do not count your Islam as a favor upon me. Nay, but Allah has bestowed a favor upon you. That's a blessing upon you. Not, how is it a favor that you're bestowing upon me? And unfortunately, that mentality is present with some of the people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He addressed it in Surah Al-Hujarat. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They believe that it's a favor upon you, O Muhammad, that they accepted Islam. It's not a favor upon you. Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed the favor upon them. Na'am. So, Al-Mashad Al-Khamis, to recognize the blessing that Allah bestowed upon you, you will not be standing in prayer if it wasn't for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Say, nay, but Allah has bestowed the favor upon you that He guided you to Iman faith, if you indeed are true. فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الْمُسْلِمُ مُسْلِمًا. Allah made the Muslim a Muslim. وَالْمُصَلِّ مُصَلِّيًا. And Allah made the one pray a person that prays. That's why, brothers and sisters, when people do things for other than Allah Azza wa Jal, like ibadah, worship, you will see it will not last. Somebody does something for other than Allah Azza wa Jal without ikhlas, it will not last. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ بَقِي. What's done for Allah will last. So if you start covering for a man, that's not going to last. If you just do something for a woman, it's not going to last. If you're doing something to impress somebody, it's not going to last. It should be done for Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is done for Allah will remain, inshaAllah. فَالْمِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَحْدًا. The blessing is from Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. فِي أَنْ جَعَلَ عَبْدُهُ قَائِمًا بِطَاعَتِهِ. And as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every blessing that is bestowed upon you is from Allah, no matter what it is. Every blessing is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Also Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He beautified for you faith. And He beautified it in your hearts. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانَ. And He made disbelief and sinning and disobedience something that is hated to you. So who makes these things beloved to you? Allah. That's why you should ask Allah for these things. Who makes these things detested to you? Allah. وَفِيهِ مِنَ الْفَوَائِدِ. And one of the benefits of this that the ulama they mention, this type of attitude will stop the servant from being amazed by himself. A person will not think that he's something special. Don't think that you're something special. هذا من كبائر الذنوب. That's the major sin. العجب, being amazed, self-amazement. المشهد السادس, the sixth thing that the servant has to acknowledge and actualize in the prayer, in order for the prayer to be serenity, in order for him to find tranquility and delight and coolness of the eyes, مشهد التقصير, to recognize and acknowledge that مهما فعلت, no matter what you've done, you've fallen short. No matter what you've done, you've fallen short. وَأَنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَوْ اجْتَهَدَ فِي الْقِيَامِ بِالْأَمْرِ غَايَةِ الْاجْتِهَادِ وَبَذَلَ وُسْعَهُ فَوَ مُقَصِّرٌ. That the servant, no matter if he was to exert himself with this affair and fulfill the command to pray, and he was to strive as much as possible and exert as much as his effort that he could, then he's still falling short. فَوَ مُقَصِّرٌ. He's still falling short. وَحَقُّ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ أَعْظَمُ. And the right of Allah upon him is greater. The ulama they mention, one of the benefits is what? إِذَا شَهِدَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يُوَفِّ رَبُّهُ فِي عُبُودِيَّتِهِ حَقَّهُ وَلَا قَرِيبًا مِنْ حَقِّهِ عَلِمَ تَقْصِيرُهُ. If the servant recognizes and acknowledges from himself that he has not fulfilled and completed the servitude that is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not completed it, he's not perfected it, nor has he come close to it, then he recognizes his deficiency. And the only thing that would be left for him is what? Is to ask Allah's forgiveness and seek forgiveness and pardon from Allah Azza wa Jalla for falling short and his deficiencies. وَعَدَمُ الْقِيَامِ بِمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ مِنْ حَقِّهِ وَلَمْ يَسَعْهُ مَعَ ذَلِكَ غَيْرَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَالْإِعْتِذَارِ مِنْ تَقْصِيرِهِ وَتَفْرِيطِهِ وَعَدَمُ الْقِيَامِ بِمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ مِنْ حَقِّهِ. نعم. So there, the six things that summarized from the words of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. The second benefit of the salah is what? أَنَّهَا تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. And we've mentioned this in the previous lessons. The prayer, it prevents from immoral relations and great sins of every kind. إِذَا صَلَّاهَا الْإِنسَانَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي أُمِرَ بِهِ. If a person prays the prayer in the manner he has been commanded. If a person prays properly in a manner that he has been commanded. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily the prayer, it prevents from al-fahsha, illicit relations and evil. And the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen explains this, he said, وَذَلِكَ لِمَا يَحْسُلْ لِلْقَلْبِ بِالصَّلَاةِ مِنْ إِنَابَةٍ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَحُضُورٍ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَقُوَّةٍ فِي الْإِيمَانِ وَاسْتِنَارَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَالصَّلَاحِ فِي الْأَحْوَالِ فَلَا يَزَالُ طَعْمُ ذَلِكَ فِي قَلْبِي وَكُلَّمَا هَمَّ بِمُنْكَرٍ أَوْ فَحْشَاءٍ تَذَكَّرَ تِلْكَ السِّلَةَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ فَابْتَعَدَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. That is due to what occurs to the heart in terms of returning to Allah in repentance and being present before Allah Azza wa Jal, and the strength in faith, Iman, and also illumination in the heart, the light of the heart that is present because of the prayer, and rectification of his affairs. So the taste of the prayer, the taste of this, does not cease in his heart. Hence every time he intends to do an evil or illicit act, he remembers that relationship and connection between him and his Lord, and thus distances himself from it. So every time he may think of sinning, that taste of Iman and that light is in the chest. Naam, and also that righteousness. So therefore when he remembers, when he intends to do evil or do an illicit act, he remembers the relationship between him and his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he stays away from that sin. Number three, and inshallah we'll finish these benefits. Number three, أَنَّهَا عَوْنٌ لِلْإِنسَانَ عَلَى أُمُورِ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهِ. Number three, it is an aid. The prayer is an aid for the person in his religious and worldly affairs. Allah the Most High, he said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And seek aid in patience and prayer. And Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, he said, يَقُولُ تَعَالَى آمِرًا عَبِيدَهُ فِيمَا يَأْمُرُونَ مِنْ خَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ بِالْإِسْتِعَانَةِ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah commands his servant as it pertains to that which he hopes, as it pertains to that which he hopes for from the good of this world and the hereafter, seek aid with patience and prayer. Seek aid with patience and prayer. You want good in this dunya and the akhirah? Then seek aid through patience, as-sabr wa salah. Patience in obeying Allah, patience in staying away from that which is haram, and patience upon that which Allah has decreed. And seek patience through prayer. It's narrated, the ulama they mention, it's narrated that Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, he was on a journey, it reached him that his brother had died. Ibn Abbas, he stopped and he started to pray as-salah. Why? Highlighting, brothers and sisters, that a person should seek aid through what? As-sabr was-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Naam, so as I said, it's narrated that Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, he was on a journey and it reached him. Imagine that you're on a journey and it reaches you that your brother has died, a beloved one has died. And he stopped. Istarja'a, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah Azza wa Jal, we belong, to Allah we will return. He stopped, he came off the path, salla raka'atayn, he prayed raka'atayn. And then when he was going back to his rahila, the riding beast, he recited the ayah, wasta'inu bis sabri was salah. Seek aid and help through patience and the prayer. How many people do this? How many people in hard times seek aid through patience and prayer? The death of a loved one, you're having trouble in your life, you're having problems. How many people resort to acting crazy? Or how many people resort to complaining and resort to moaning and resort to all types of things instead of resorting to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has legislated? The ingredients to happiness is here. If we're not happy and people have all types of psychological illnesses, a lot of times those illnesses arise from turning away from the Quran and the Sunnah. If somebody's been troubled with an illness, that's different. Inshallah, be patient, Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward you. But sometimes a person has an illness because of them turning away from the Kitab and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, there comes in the hadith showing us, وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ صَلَّى. And this hadith, حَسَّنُ وَالشَّيْخَ الْأَلْبَانِي. This hadith was declared to be sound by Al-Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he was concerned by an affair, he would pray. If he was concerned, if he was worried by something, he would pray. How many people do this? People wonder why there's so many problems in their life. And why there's so many issues in their life. Or why they can't address and deal with their issues. Instead of complaining and moaning and nagging, get up and pray. Salli raka'atayn. Nafila, sunnah. Qum wa salli witra. Get up and pray witr. Get up and pray the night prayer. But again, this requires what? Mujahadat al-nafs. A person strives against his soul. Fi mardati Allah. Because it's easy to listen to the whisperings of the shaitan, the devil. It's easy to act a fool. That's the easy thing. It's easy to act a fool. That's the easy part. Anyone can act a fool. That's why there's so many fools out there. However, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who is strong is the one who overcomes his anger. The one who can control himself. How do you control yourself? في ضوء الكتاب والسنة, in light of the Quran and the Sunnah. That's the only way. Yoga is nonsense. What are you doing? You look for any ways to control yourself in other than the Quran and the Sunnah, it's going to lead you to more misery. If you want a cure, في القرآن والسنة ما يكفيك, in the Quran and the Sunnah is that which is sufficient for you. All we have to do is look for it and implement it. العلم والعمل معا. Number four, the fourth benefit that was mentioned by the Sheikh. ما رتب الله عليها من الأجر العظيم والخير الكثير. What Allah Azza wa Jal has attached, the great reward that Allah Azza wa Jal has attached to the prayer. The great reward and good that Allah Azza wa Jal has attached to the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ كَتَبَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. 5 daily prayers Allah Azza wa Jal has prescribed for the servants. فَمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِنَّ لَمْ يُضَيِّعْ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِسْتِخْفَافًا بِحَقِّهِنَّ. Whoever performs them and does not neglect anything from them, belittling their right, كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا أَنْ يُدْخِلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Then this individual has a covenant with Allah, that Allah will enter him into paradise. You want to be from the people of Jannah? Be from the musallun. إِلَّا المسلين. 5 daily prayers Allah Azza wa Jalla has prescribed upon the servants. فَمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِنَّ لَمْ يُضَيِّعْ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِسْتِخْفَافًا بِحَقِّهِنَّ. Whoever performs them and fulfills them without belittling their rights, كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدٍ. Then he has an agreement, a covenant with Allah. Allah will enter him into Jannah. That's from the ways of Jannah. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, he said, الصَّلَاةُ نُورٌ. The prayer is light. يَعْنِي نُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ. It is light in the heart. As comes in Sahih Muslim. وَالْوَجْهُ وَالْقَبْرُ وَالْحَشَرُ. نَعَمْ. The prayer is light in the heart and on the face. A person that prays, you can see the radiance on his face. The one that prays, you can see the radiance on his face. Those individuals upon kufr, a disbelief, and those individuals yatrukuna salah, they abandon the prayer, you can see the darkness in their faces. And likewise, the prayer is a light when the people are gathered on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah make the prayer light for us. Because the believers will say what? رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. Oh, our Lord, complete for us our light. Give us more light. نعم. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه ذكر الصلاة يوما. And likewise, the Shaykh, he mentions the hadith that it is reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, and الشيخ الألباني declared this hadith to be ضعيف. ضعف الشيخ الألباني في ضعيف الترغيب. Hadith number 312. Shaykh al-Albani declared this hadith to be ضعيف. Shaykh al-Albani declared this hadith to be weak. In ضعيف الترغيب والترهيب. Hadith number 312. من حافظ عليها كانت له نورا وبرهانا ونجاة يوم القيامة ومن لم يحافظ عليها لم يكن له نور ولا برهان ولا نجاة وكان يوم القيامة مع قارون وفرعون وهامان وأبي بن خلف. رواه أحمد بإسناد جيد. الشيخ ابن عثيمين, he said, Imam Ahmad narrated this hadith
with a sound chain of narration. As we said, though, Shaykh al-Albani declared this to be ضعيف. The hadith, the meaning, whoever guards the prayer, it is a light, a proof, and salvation for him on the day of resurrection. And whoever does not guard over it has no light, no proof, and no salvation on the day of resurrection. He will be with Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman and Ubay ibn Khalaf. And as I said, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said that this was collected by Imam Ahmed with a good chain of narration. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, فَمَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَى هَذِهِ الصَّلَوَاتِ وَأَدَّاهَا عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الْمَشْرُوعِ كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا وَبُرْهَانًا وَنَجَاتًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So whoever safeguards the prayer, these prayers, and performs them in the legislated fashion, they will be for him a light and a proof and security and safety on the day of judgment. Likewise, number five, and we'll finish these, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ أَنَّهَا كَفَّارَ لِسَغَائِرِ الذُّنُوبِ وَالتَّطْهِيرِ مِنَ الْخَطَايَا. The prayer, it is an expiation for the minor sins. It is an expiation from the minor sins. And purification, مِنَ الْخَطَايَا, from these sins. فَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Abu Huraira, he said, رضي الله عنه. And we're going to talk about this, Ikhwan, in a bit more detail as well. Abu Huraira, he said, أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. He heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم من خمس مرات هل يبقى من درنه شيء؟ قالوا لا يبقى من درنه شيء. فذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس يمحو الله بهن الخطايا رواه البخاري ومسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if there was a river near the door of one of you and he took a bath in it five times a day, would there be any dirt on him? Would there be any dirt? If you bathe five times a day, no, there wouldn't be any dirt. So they said, not a trace of dirt would be left upon him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is the example of the five daily prayers with which Allah azza wa jalla wipes away evil deeds. Allahu Akbar. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهن ما لم تغش الكبائر. The five daily prayers, the Jum'ah to the Jum'ah, is an expiation for that which transpires between them, as long as a person does not fall into the major sins. As long as a person does not fall into the major sins. الشيخ ابن عثيمين, he said, فهذه الصلوات الخمس تغسل الذنوب لمن صلى غسلا فَيَكُونَ نَقِيًّا بِهَا مِنَ الظُّنُوبِ. Therefore, brothers and sisters, these five daily prayers efficiently and thoroughly washes away the sins for the one who prays. So he is cleansed of sins. And I'm going to read something from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Na'am. And I'm going to leave you with some homework. Something for you to go away and research and come back with the answer for. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, وَالِاسْتِغْفَارِ يَمْحُ الذُّنُوبِ فَيُزِيلَ الْعَذَابِ. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it washes away sins and it removes torment and punishment. Again, الاستغفار, seeking forgiveness from Allah, يَمْحُ الذُّنُوبِ, it washes away sins. فَيُزِيلَ الْعَذَابِ. And therefore, it removes torment and punishment. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish them whilst they seek His forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. Allah will not punish them. And this is Surah Al-Anfal, as long as they seek His forgiveness. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, وَقَدْ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَطْلُبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ فِي أَوَّلِ الصَّلَاةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to ask Allah's forgiveness at the beginning of the prayer. I want you to give me the dalil for that. Where did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to ask for Allah's forgiveness at the beginning of the prayer? Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to ask Allah's forgiveness at the beginning of the prayer. I want the dalil for that. Na'am. Likewise, he said,
في أول الصلاة في الاستفتاح. And this is in the opening supplication. كما في حديث أبي هريرة الصحيح. وحديث علي الصحيح في أول ما يكبر. ثم يطلب الاستغفار بعد التحميد إذا رفع رأسه. Likewise, when he would raise his head from ruku', he would ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. After praising Allah, he would ask Allah's forgiveness. I want a dalil for that. Where's the proof of that? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would raise his head from ruku', after praising Allah, he would ask Allah's forgiveness. وَيَطْرُبَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ فِي دُعَاءِ التَّشَهُدِ كَمَا فِي حَدِيثِ عَلِي وَغَيْرِهِ. And likewise, he would ask Allah's forgiveness when he was in tashahud. As comes in the hadith of Ali. I want a dalil for that. Give me the dalil for that. Where's the hadith for that? Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَيَطْرُبَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ فِي الرُّكُوعِ وَالسُّجُودِ. He used to ask Allah's forgiveness in ruku' and sujood. مصعبين كيف كان يطلب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الاستغفار في الركوع والسجود. أعطيني الدليل. سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي in ركوع and in سجود. So I gave you one, you still have to find the بقية so far. Likewise كما في حديث عائشة, that was حديث عائشة الركوع والسجود. Also likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-jalsa bayna sajdatayn, the sitting between the two sajdas, the two prostrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah's forgiveness. Give me the dalil for that. Likewise, after the prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to ask Allah's forgiveness. And look, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, falam yabqa halu min ahwal as-salah. There is not a position from the positions of the prayer. Wala rukna min arkaniha. إِلَّا اسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ. There is not a position from the positions of the prayer, nor a pillar from its pillars, except the Prophet would ask Allah's forgiveness in it. Not one position. How many times do we ask Allah's forgiveness? Or is it that many of us are worried about other people's faults, and we're blinded so much that we don't even have time to recognize our own and say, astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And I'm going to read, inshallah, just some words of Ibn Hazm about the danger of just talking about people's faults. The danger of talking about people's faults. Ibn Hazm, I said Ibn Hajar, Ibn Hazm. Na'am, Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, he said, وَعَلَمْ يَقِينًا أَنْ لَا يَسْلَمْ إِنْسِي مِنْ نَقْسٍ حَاشَ الْأَنْبِيَا صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. He said, know with certainty, no one is free from deficiencies and error except for the prophets. Except for the prophets. فَمَنْ خَفِيَتْ عَلَيْهِ عُيُوبُ نَفْسِهِ فَقَدْ سَقَطْ. Whoever cannot see his own faults and his own errors, then that individual, he has fallen. And he goes on to mention, he said, فَلْيَتَدَارَكْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْبَحْثِ عَنْ عُيُوبِهِ وَالِاشْتِغَالِ بِذَلِكَ عَنِ الْإِعْجَابِ بِهَا وَعَنْ عُيُوبِ غَيْرِهِ أَلَّتِي لَا تَدُرُّهُ لَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He said, let a person rectify this and start searching and investigating about his own faults and occupy himself with this. And let him not be amazed by himself and let him not be occupied with other people's faults, because the faults of the people will not harm him in this dunya nor in the akhirah. He said, وَمَا أَدَرِي لِسَمَاعِ عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَدْرِي لِسَمَاعِ عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ خَصْرَةً إِلَّا الْإِتِّعَاضِ بِمَا يَسْمَعُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْهَا فَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا وَيَسْعَى فِي إِزَالَةِ مَا فِيهِ مِنْهَا بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَقُوَّتِهِ. And he said, I don't know that there is any angle to listen to the faults of the people unless it's to take a lesson from it so that the individual can stay far away from them, or he tries to remove these faults and these errors from himself. How many people do that? Unfortunately, with social media, Instagram, and all the other, and the smartphones, people, unfortunately, illa man rahimullah, except for those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy upon, they love to occupy themselves with other people's faults, running their mouth about other people's faults. But when will they have time to look at their own faults? If you just talk about other people, when will you recognize that? If you're falling short in certain areas of your religion, when will you have time to analyze that if you're worrying about everybody else? That's why we understand the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatness of it. When we talk about subjects like this, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, min husn al-islam al-mar'i tarku ma la ya'nihi. From the perfection of somebody's Islam is that they leave that which does not concern them. Because if you don't leave what doesn't concern you, you will not have time to concern yourself with that which is upon you from obligations and recommended matters, and staying away from that which is forbidden. Na'am. Likewise, the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he goes on to mention the sixth benefit, ما يحصل في صلاة الجماعة من اجتماع المسلمين عليها في مكان واحد وحصول التعارف والتعارف بينهم وتعليم الجاهل والتنبيه الغافل وإظهار الشعائر الإسلامية وغيرها من المصالح العظيمة. The congregation and the unity of the Muslims that occurs from the congregation of prayers in one place. Naam, it's a ni'mah. To come together with brothers, alhamdulillah, and to pray together, as Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us in the Quran. The mutual acquaintance and unity that results from the prayers. That is why, naam, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, the scholars, they talk about al-uzla wal-ikhtilat, mixing with the people and separating from the people. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, fi dhalika tafseel, you mix with the people in that which is beneficial, naam, which Allah has commanded you with. When you go to pray in the masjid, that's something for the men that Allah has commanded us with. So that is a wajib upon us. We don't have a choice. Naam, you go and you mix with the people. You can't say now, you know, I'm separating myself from the people. You know, you live across the street and you're saying, I'm never going to the masjid, ever. Rather, that ikhtilat, that type of mixing is an obligation upon you for the rijal. At the same time, naam, you segregate and you separate from the people. You don't mix with them too much if there's no benefit in it. Likewise, the congregation of prayer is an opportunity to educate the ignorant and alert the negligent. Naam, if somebody makes a mistake and they come to the jama'ah and they pray wrong, alhamdulillah, you can correct them with adab, with correct etiquettes. That's why, alhamdulillah, if you see somebody and they're making a mistake in the prayer, with good adab. And other than that, and the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen likewise, and the open demonstration of the Islamic practices, meaning you have the adhan, you have the salah, you have the prayer, so that the people, they can visually see, and other than that, from great benefits. Number seven, أَنَّهَا صِلَ بَيْنَ الْمُصَلِّ وَرَبِّهِ. The prayer, it is a connection and relationship between the one who is praying and his Lord. فَالْمُصَلِّ إِذَا قَامَ فِي صَلَاتِ يَسْتَقْبَلُهُ اللَّهِ بِوَجْهِهِ. فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ, when the servant, he says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. When the servant says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, حَمِدَنِي عَبْدِي. حَمِدَنِي عَبْدِي. My servant has praised me. وَإِذَا قَالَ, when the servant, he says, الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High says, أَثْنَى عَلَيَّ عَبْدِي. My servant, he has extolled me. He has praised me. And the words are متقارب المعنى. وَإِذَا قَالَ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, and when the servant, he says, the only owner of the Day of Judgment, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَجَّدَنِي عَبْدِي, my servant, surely he has glorified me. وَقَالَ مَرَّ فَوَّضَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي. And once instead, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, my servant has entrusted himself to me. فَإِذَا قَالَ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, when the servant says, only you we worship, and only you we seek your aid. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزُّ وَجَلَّ says, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي, this is between me and my servant. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ, and for my servant is what he asked for. فَإِذَا قَالَ, when the servant says, الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, guide me to the straight path. قَالَ اللَّهُ, Allah the Most High, he says, هَذَا لِعَبْدِي, this is for my servant. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ, and my servant will have what he asked for. فَهَلْ تَجِدُ صِلَةً, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, do you find any connection and relationship stronger than this relationship? يُجِيبُكَ رَبُّكَ عَلَى قِرَاءَتِكَ. Do you find any connection stronger than this connection? Allah responds to your recitation, ayah, verse by verse, ayatan ayah. وَهُوَ فَوْقَ عَرْشِهِ, and he's above his throne. وَأَنْتَ فِي أَرْضِهِ, and you are upon his earth. عِنَايَةً بِسَلَاتِكَ, indicating the importance of your prayer. وَتَحْقِيقًا لِسَلَاتِكَ وَمَا ذَكَرْنَاهُ, and then the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he closes, وَمَا ذَكَرْنَاهُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْفَضَائِلِ لَيْسَ عَلَى سَبِيلِ الْإِسْتِيعَابِ وَلَكِنُّهُ قَلِيلٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ وَمِنْ عَجَبٍ أَنْ يَجْهَلَ الْقَوْمُ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قَدْرَ هَذِهِ الصَّلَوَاتِ أَوْ يَتَجَاهَلُوا وَيَتَغَافَلُوا عَنْ حتى كانت الصلاة في أعينهم من أزهد الأعمال وأقلها قدرا وصاروا لا يقيمون لها وزنا في حساب أعمالهم ولا يبذلون لها وقتا من ساعات أعمارهم بل ربما يسخر بعضهم بها ويتخذها سخرية وهزوا ولعبا ويسخر من المصلين نسأل الله السلامة. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he closed, he said, and what we have mentioned from these virtues and benefits of the prayer, he said, it is not an exhaustive list of all of the benefits. It is not an exhaustive list of all of the benefits or the virtues. Rather, it is only a few mentioned from many that exist. He said, it is amazing that some of the Muslims are ignorant of these virtues or feign ignorance or negligence of them. And this is to the extent that the prayer in their eyes becomes from the most unrequired of actions and the least of them in value. And they do not hold or attach any weight to the prayer in the scale of their deeds, nor do they spend any time on it from their lifetime. Some of them may even ridicule it and take it as mockery, ridicule and idle play, and they mock those who pray, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for safety and security. And naam, ma'al asaf al-shadeed. You have in our time, if people go to the masjid to pray salah, you have ma'al asaf. Unfortunately, some who mock those people, who mock them and try and make them feel guilty about going to the masjid to pray, wa bitsa, and how evil is that type of individual. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from that. And we'll stop there. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Any questions? بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.